Oklahoma is one of 21 states where the minimum wage is the lowest allowed by federal law, $7.25 per hour. Most minimum wage workers are women, which has health consequences. As State Impact's Jackie Fortier reports, new research suggests raising the minimum wage could improve health outcomes for babies.
This is Jacob. And today is his birthday.
We were born at 1, so we are 3 hours old.
His registered nurse, Amy Burnett, is going to measure one of the simplest ways to tell if a newborn is healthy, their weight.
So basically, you just want to make sure that they are naked. They have no diaper. And when you bring him to the scale, you just want to make sure that it's zeroed out. And so this baby is 714, and we round up. He's doing great.
Think of birth weight like Goldilocks. Not too big, that can cause health problems. Not too small, babies should weigh more than 5.5 pounds. But like baby Jacob, just right. So why pay such close attention to how much babies weigh at birth?
Babies who are born at less than 5.5 pounds are more at risk to die. They are more likely to have developmental disabilities. They're more likely to have psychomotor problems, to have failure in school, and also to have health problems.
Cheryl Kinney is an assistant professor at the University of Oklahoma's College of Public Health.
About 7.8% of births in Oklahoma are low birth weight, so that equates to about 4,000 births a year out of the 50,000 or so births that we have in Oklahoma.
Many of those 4,000 low-weight births are considered preventable. The babies don't have a significant health problem, so their weights could have been improved by outside factors, like money.
Birth outcomes, including low birth weight, is a health indicator that's very sensitive to poverty.
That's Kelly Comrow, a professor at the School of Public Health at Emory University in Atlanta. She's one of the authors of a study published in the American Journal of Public Health. They looked at how changing the minimum wage in different states over 3 decades affected birth weights. Their conclusion?
From the analyses, our overall estimate is that if a state would increase the minimum wage by a dollar above the federal minimum wage, that would lead to 1 to 2% fewer low birth weight births.
That means if Oklahoma were to raise its minimum wage by $1, as many as 80 babies a year could weigh more at birth. That would decrease the likelihood that they would need special education in school or grow up with other health issues, both of which could save the state a lot of money down the road. Changing the minimum wage affects women the most. That's because in Oklahoma and many other states, they make up 2/3 of minimum wage earners. Kelly Comrow.
So an increase in minimum wage actually led to increased access to prenatal care and reduced smoking among mothers. We also think that increases in the minimum wage laws could also reduce mother stress. And we know that reducing stress would also be beneficial for birth outcomes.
Legislators in some states are starting to address the link between wages and newborn health outcomes. Comrow says a few states have requested data from her team, wanting to know how exactly raising the minimum wage would help kids in their state. Oklahoma has not.
Our hope is that policymakers will take the health effects of these policies into consideration in their debates.
In 2011, the State Health Department launched programs to increase the number of full-term pregnancies, and Oklahoma's birth weights are improving. But health officials are reluctant to push for more. They say advocating for a change to the minimum wage, even if research says it might help, isn't their job. That's up to the legislature. For State Impact, I'm Jackie Fortier.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. For more on health in the state, visit the State Impact tab at kgou.org.